This is a podcast recording for The Nature of Things. This podcast was initially recorded January 30th, 1987.
There was a time when Groundhog Day was a simple celebration, which people observed lightheartedly, if at all. Some people believed in it mildly, others put it in roughly the same category as Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy, either one of which they knew needed a lot of outside help to work their magic. But now the groundhog has gone big time, even acquiring a stage name, Punxsutawney Phil, and enough hype and press agentry to earn a spot in most media newscasts, even a front page feature in our local metropolitan newspaper. I hope Phil doesn't suffer under any delusions about his true role in the whole thing. Now that he's acquired a press agent and a stage name, he's become a symbol, a pawn of commercialism. And I hope that Punxsutawneyans, especially their press agent, doesn't really believe that Phil's object in sallying forth from his sleeping chamber has anything to do with weather forecasting. It's biology, you know. True, he hasn't eaten for months, but on February 2nd, a groundhog can't really do much about that. What really matters is that he hasn't seen a girl woodchuck in months, and he has a date with groundhog destiny. The survival of his kind is at stake. Now understand, I don't begrudge the Punxsutawneyans their day in the national limelight, but I do feel a little concerned about the effect on woodchuckdom of introducing showbiz into their bucolic world. It might go something like this. The scene is a Pennsylvania hillside. A huge crowd, including the national press, has crowded around a woodchuck hill. A bit tardily, a furry head emerges from the hole. Cheers go up from the crowd. Phil, Phil. Phil blinks. Boy, that sure is a bright sun. What's everybody doing out here anyway? You see any girl woodchucks around? Phil, would you step out into the sunlight here and tell us whether you see your shadow? What for? Say you don't happen to have any alfalfa sprouts handy, do you? Well, no matter. I can wait for that. Haven't any of you fellows seen a girl around? Listen, Phil, the whole nation's waiting to hear what you have to say about the arrival of spring. I'd say it's much too cold and snowy for spring yet. Now, about those girls. Phil, the national television cameras are trained on you. Will you get out here and do your thing? No kidding, where? Which one's on? They're all on. Will you speak up and tell people when spring's going to arrive? Okay, but what do I say? I don't know anything about weather forecasting. Why don't they ask a meteorologist? Do you see your shadow there? That's supposed to mean there'll be 6 more weeks of winter. That's a laugh. I'll bet there'll be 8 more weeks of winter whether the sun shines or not today. But I get the idea. Where do you want me to stand? Over there. And would you try to smile a little? Folks, I have an announcement to make. I have seen my shadow, so there will be 6 more weeks of winter. Can you buy that? General cheers, a few groans, several people leaning in and waving at the cameras. Then a voice from the crowd. Say, Phil, someone just saw a pretty girl woodchuck over there by the big oak tree. No kidding. Well, my manager says my schedule's pretty full today. A crew from Channel 8's coming out for an in-depth interview this afternoon. I might be able to work her into my schedule sometime tomorrow or the next day. She's not available? Oh, well, that's showbiz. Say, would you get somebody to drop into a delicatessen and grab some greens? I'm famished. Sic gloria transit woodchuckdom. The foregoing, of course, is really just a lighthearted commentary. The groundhog is not seriously threatened by this minor misinterpretation of the facts of life. Groundhog Day has been with us for ages, and during all those years, groundhog populations have experienced a healthy prosperity. Still, there is such a thing as truth in packaging, and I happen to be one who'd rather see us spread truth about nature than fiction. So I wish the Punxsutawneyans would get their facts straight and treat this whole event as the great romantic interlude it really is, and leave the predicting of spring to the robin or the Canada goose or the spring peepers. These guys usually have first-hand information, and they don't go right back to bed as soon as the cameras leave. That's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.